It's a historic day in the House of Representatives. Lawmakers have passed the largest economic relief bill in U.S. history, a package worth $2 trillion. As you'll hear now, there were dramatic moments in the lead-up to the vote in the House chamber. Representative Thomas Massie, Kentucky Republican, objected to the proceedings. He said he wanted members to be present. Here he is talking with Acting Speaker Pro Temp Representative Anthony G. Brown, Democrat of Maryland.
Mr. Speaker, I came here to make sure our republic doesn't die by unanimous consent in an empty chamber, and I request a recorded vote.
A recorded vote is requested. Those favoring a recorded vote will rise and remain standing until counted. An insufficient number having risen, a recorded vote is refused.
Mr. Speaker, I object on the basis that a quorum is not present and make a point of order that a quorum is not present.
The chair will count for a quorum. Counted for a quorum. A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now. Claudia, what just happened there? What were we listening to?
Well, many of the House lawmakers wanted to get this measure approved on a very quick voice vote. They were hoping for no objections. However, Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, he's a fiscal conservative, and he said he was determined to try and get a roll call vote. That's basically what he was calling for. However, according to House rules, if there's a quorum present, they can basically shout down his demands and adopt the measure, which is what they did in that moment. So it was very dramatic, and they were able to get it through. But yes, a lot, it just goes along with the day and a more than $2 trillion measure that looks like it got approved today.
And it meant that a lot of lawmakers had to scramble into the House to make sure that they were indeed going to be present. That meant that they could not stay home. They couldn't shelter wherever they were.
Many did continue to shelter. However, they needed at least 216 members in there, and that's what they did. They had some special social distancing guidelines, so that meant members even sat in the public galleries and in the chamber to make sure they were spread out enough to where, as the chair, Anthony Brown, in that moment could say, yes, I see a quorum, and we can move ahead. So about half of the membership at least was able to quarantine or stay home if they wanted to.
President Trump is excited about this bill. How soon might he sign it?
He has already announced he's signing it in about an hour. He has set a time of 4 p.m. Eastern to sign it at the White House because they want to get this moving as quickly as possible.
So the bill, soon to become law, then provides money for regular Americans and relief to businesses, large and small businesses. So after the president signs the measure into law, does that mean checks will be in the mail?
So that will be the plan. It'll be interesting to see how they handle this. Our understanding is that it will go according to 2019 tax filings. If those are not available, they'll look at 2018. If you filed electronically and you had a bank account attached to that where you got your money electronically through that bank account, it's very possible that those filers will get that money that way. However, if you did not file electronically or you didn't get your check through your bank that way, then it's possible they have to work on paper checks. So it's possible if you did file electronically, you're looking at a check in maybe about 3 weeks or so, but paper checks is going to be a lot longer.
And what kind of provisions are there in the bill for the healthcare system?
So healthcare is looking at aid of about $100 billion for hospitals, and that will help them respond to this coronavirus pandemic. It'll help boost equipment and treatment. And then there's also additional money for the healthcare industry to try and boost equipment overall when it comes to ventilators and masks.
In terms of relief, the bigger picture on this, of course, it's as you said, to the healthcare system, to ordinary Americans getting checks in the mail. How about in terms of businesses, large businesses, small shops as well? What's the overall effect?
So they'll be looking at the potential of applying for these low interest or no interest loans from the government. Small businesses, for example, will be able to apply for these perhaps in the coming weeks. Same for these larger businesses. When it comes to these larger businesses, they've set aside about $500 billion in loans for these industries, such as airlines. They will have to adhere to some guidelines. For example, the money can't go towards stock buybacks or CEO pay boosts, or they can't engage in layoffs. And so there'll be some strings attached, but they should learn more in the coming weeks.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks so much.